This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
All right, we are off and running. Wow, and not a second to spare, baby. When that music kicks in and you don't even have your headsets plugged in, woo, you better get a stepping. Old Coach Sheehan was out on time today. The Rooster thought he had until about 2 minutes after the hour. He did not. And away we go. We'll make it happen. When that red light kicks on, you know what we have to do. No AMAC today. Wish our pal the best. He blew a tire, apparently, on the way out of here yesterday. So he is taking care of business. And Strobes is with us, along with Cowboy B on the other side of the glass. Ben Strober as well. So please be nice to him when you call in.
Hopefully nothing bad happens to my car, like apparently everyone else that works with
me,
Rooster.
Yeah, I was reminded by Mad Max that I have a curse amongst people that work with me. Linnell gets into a car accident every other day and then tells me he doesn't drive like a lunatic on the road.
He's not as bad as you would think,
though. I heard you saying that.
We carpool a lot, Rooster.
I have doubts.
You have doubts?
I have been on the road. I have been on the phone with him. Never have driven with him. I would not be that crazy to put my life in his hands. I have been on the phone with him, though, as he is going bananas. And he was not happy showing me as he pulled out of command land this morning, just a little while ago, he was beeping his horn. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, it doesn't work.
Oh, he doesn't have a horn on the current car that he has. That is a real thing.
I said, good. You'll drive less like a maniac. But to your point, Mad Max reminded me that like his engine seized or something like that. Linnell gets into a car accident every other day. And now AMAC had a tire blow. I'm sorry in advance, Strobes, if something happens to you. Cowboy B works sort of with me every day. He's on a much more important show than I am. But he often bleeds into this show doing his work. He's a studious young man. So he sort of half works on this show, not really.
He'd be guilty by association for his car.
But nothing has happened to your car. Am I aware, Cowboy B? Right? Nothing has happened, right? So the curse must be for those that work on Strobes, your side of the studio.
My car troubles happened back before I ever worked on this show, so hopefully I'm out of
fair.
The woods. But
that's
maybe
fair.
Hopefully I don't have anything else happen.
I hope so, too.
Do you think AMAC was driving to get lunch out like he does every day?
No, he gets his bougie salad on the way from SiriusXM over to here.
Okay.
So, you're not on the air.
No, I'm not.
You're good.
All right, now you are.
Oh, okay, there we go. Something did happen to my car like a month, 2 months ago or so.
Well, that can't be my fault.
No, it's not. I think it's just like a station curse to have car trouble. Like, I was driving down, leaving work. Next thing you know, my right side mirror just falls off.
Just driving along?
Yeah, just driving. So what I think happened was...
C.D. Lamb hit it while he was celebrating
a
touchdown?
No, it might have been the ref that hit C.D. Lamb.
Oh, okay. There you go.
But what I think happened was in the lot over there, right behind you...
Oh, yeah.
I think someone might have hit it with their car door.
Oh.
And then...
That's why a lot of people fold in their mirrors in parking lots?
I've learned my lesson since that day.
All right. I can't take the heat for that one.
No,
I mean,
I'm not blaming.
I can take the blame for a lot of things. I can't take the heat for that one.
I won't blame you.
Okay, thanks. I mean, unfortunately, we have to drive into the pits of hell every day. You know, these things happen. Because nobody around here can drive. I mean, I am the only person that is responsible and mature and smart and uses common sense on the road. And even I nearly get into a couple of accidents every day. Never mind.
You and I have about the longest commutes at this station, I think.
Where do you live?
Gaithersburg.
Ooh, that is tough.
That's hence why I carpool with Linnell a lot. He lives like 10 minutes from me.
Mm. I would rather walk.
Do you know?
I would rather walk to the station than carpool with Linnell.
Do you want
to
know what we did yesterday?
I'm just telling you, you signed a death sentence, Strober. I'm just telling you.
We played basketball yesterday at LA Fitness.
Oh, you and Linnell?
Yeah.
Wow.
We were running it up. We won 5 straight games, and then we finally lost, and Linnell was done. He was mad that we lost, so we had to leave.
So you guys played on the same team?
Yeah, we were running fours. It was me and Linnell and two guys who were, I think they were still in high school, but they were really good.
Mm-hmm.
Up-and-coming studs.
How's Linnell as a basketball player?
Linnell's good.
Yeah?
Linnell's got some skill, and you know, now that he's been shedding the pounds as of recently, you can
Atta
see
boy.
Some of that sneaky athleticism
Atta
that he
boy.
Talks about, because you know, he always tells me that he should be in the NFL right now.
Yeah, I mean, he has a mighty opinion of himself. That's a shocker.
If there's a lockout ever, he said he'll be out there in Ashburn. He'll play for the Commanders. If they ever go back to a scab season, he's their guy.
With the way the NFLPA is run these days, you'd probably good chance you might see a lockout at some point. Either way, all right, that's enough Linnell stories. I've had enough of him. Strober is on the other side of the glass. Be nice to him when you call in at 301-230-0980. I talked to Dietrich Wise and Jacob Martin, two pass rushing defensive ends after practice today. We'll bring you at least one of those today. We might do a second one tomorrow. Not sure yet. So I don't want to commit to anything just based on time and based on flow and based on the show. And because we have no practice tomorrow, might want to spread the love out a little bit. But both guys were pretty good interviews, especially Martin. I thought he was really good. Dietrich was a little bit short, shorter than I expected, because I didn't really talk to him all that much. But the first time I had met him, he was pretty talkative, like just not doing an interview. So maybe he's just tired. I don't know. But either way, they did a burgundy and gold scrimmage today. The Battle of the Brotherhood, as the shirts said that the coaches were wearing. I just put up a picture. I think it was of D-Tap, the defensive line coach, Daryl Tapp, former player who I covered back when he was a player here, wearing a Battle of the Brotherhood shirt, and it had a little message on the bottom so you could read that and see that for yourself at WrestleMania 621 at WrestleMania 621. It was a really, really, really tough day for the offense. That is probably about as kind as I can say it. It was not a good day. Sure, there were some individual moments. It was not a good day for either of the quarterbacks, really just anybody. Receivers, just drops, guys not getting open. I mean, the quarterbacks were terrible. The offensive line was not good. And when I say the quarterbacks, I mean, I'm not just talking about Sam Hartman. And Marcus Mariota didn't practice. And Josh Johnson did, but you know what I'm talking about. Jaden Daniels was not good today. And anybody that tells you he was good today, watching a different practice than I and anybody else that I was near and consulted with, just to make sure. It was not a good day. Not a good day for the offense. That being said, the defense was very impressive. Now, again, is that the defense being really good? Is that the offense being really bad? Combination of both, probably. But the bottom line is the quarterbacks and the offense were not very good. And the defense was good. Mikey Sanders still had a big, big pop of Luke McCaffrey early in practice. McCaffrey got knocked down and essentially knocked out for a second, but eventually came to and got a little bit of an assistance walking off and then was back in on the next team series. So that was good. So apparently no problems there. No Bill today. He didn't practice, still dealing with a little bit of a shoulder. The team will have off tomorrow. But, of course, the big story is that Terry McLaurin was out at the beginning of practice. Now, I snapped a picture. It's not the picture everybody else is clamoring about. That was Grant, and I think J.P. Finley got video on it through Kerwin, of Terry McLaurin talking with Adam Peters. I got, of course, the less sexy picture and captioned it and forgot to put their damn names of Terry McLaurin and Sam Cosmi side by side. I was right behind them as they were meeting up, talking, gave each other a hug, and then talked for about 5 minutes or so. And then Brandon Coleman came over and joined that that twosome and made it a threesome. And I don't know what exactly they were talking about, but, you know, you could presume that Sam was probably talking about his rehab. Terry probably talking about his how troubling his ankle injury is. And also, oh, yeah, by the way, yeah, I mean, if you just take $18 million a year like I did last year. See, people forget, this is not Adam Peters' first big multi-year deal that he's negotiated. I've said this a couple times. It was just, again, reminded me of it. I understand it's not a $30 million per year deal, or 28, or 26, but Sam Cosmi got roughly, I think it was an $18 million average per year, which I thought was a little bit low and a little bit of a hometown or team discount based on the market, but people forget that Adam Peters and Brandon Sausna already negotiated that deal.
And you remember when it happened, right?
It was early September, I want to say.
Week one. Yeah. Like 4 days before the game, they got that deal done.
You're right, because we had him on week three, leading up to week three, against the Bengals, and he had signed the contract about a week and a half before, did Cosmi. So, good point. I forgot about that part of it. But it struck me again that people go run around going, well, Adam Peters is in over his head. Oh, the Commanders don't know what they're doing. No, I think they know what they're doing. Now, you can make an argument that they are picking the wrong fight to have. And some have made that argument that they should acquiesce to Terry because of Terry McLaurin and what he means to the fan base and what he means to the organization and the locker room and the building and what he's done and what he's overcome. And, oh, by the way, a career year last year. I wonder if last year did not happen, meaning if last year was just kind of an average ho-hum year, six touchdowns. And the previous 4 years, as I've mentioned a number of times, he had averaged only 4.5 touchdowns per year in the previous 4 years. So say last year was six regular season touchdowns instead of 13, which, again, is a big difference. If last year was six, I wonder what Terry would be asking for. I wonder what the market would be. I wonder what the argument would be. But he had more than a career year. If you look at the numbers, if you're combining the playoffs with the regular season, Terry more than doubled his touchdown total. He had 13 in the regular season, three more in the postseason. He had seven in his rookie year, 2019, playing with a bunch of vagabond quarterbacks, by the way. Case Keenum, Colt McCoy, and the late Dwayne Haskins, with a coach that was fired five games in. After missing all of training camp, Terry had seven, including one on opening day, and should have had two if Case Keenum could have pulled the string. He didn't. But the point being is, Terry McLaurin had seven. Then for 4 years in a row, all 4 years under Ron, four touchdowns, five touchdowns, five touchdowns, four. I think that was the sequence. It was an average of 4.5 per year. He had two touchdowns, 2 years of five touchdowns, 2 years of four touchdowns, 4.5 per year. For 4 years. Again, playing with bad offenses, bad quarterbacks, what have you. And then he went to 13 last year, plus three more in the postseason in the three games. So Terry McLaurin had a career and then some year. And I keep wondering, A, what would the conversation be if he had six touchdowns last year? Would it be the same? I can't imagine it would be, right? But he had 13 in the regular season and three more in the postseason. That's 16 touchdowns in 20 games. Whatever you want to say about Terry's age, whatever you want to say about Terry this, Terry that, nobody can deny what he did with a great quarterback, with arguably a great offensive coordinator and play caller in Cliff Kingsbury, and with not a lot of help around him. I mean, sure, Zach Ertz, yes, and obviously Jaden. But it's not like, I mean, Noah Brown missed basically the second half of the year and the postseason. They didn't have Debo yet. McCaffrey was still learning. I mean, sure, they had Olamide Zaccheaus. They had Jamison Crowder. They had De'Ami Brown. All of those guys they chose to part ways with. All of those guys were free agents they chose not to bring back, or they chose to sign elsewhere because they didn't think they were going to come back, or whatever the case might be. It's not like Terry had a lot to work with last year, again, outside of Zach Ertz and, of course, Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. But that's what makes this what it is. Again, when we see Terry McLaurin out there, first with Sam Cosmi, out for the pretty much entire practice, then on the sideline with Adam Peters, you start to think, all right, Terry wants to be here, obviously. Terry is going to be here, we think, we believe. It's just a matter of when and how. Right? It's not a matter of when. It's a matter of when and how. Because when and how might mean playing out this year. Or maybe getting a contract extension done, I don't know, in October. Or maybe it's into September. Or maybe it's not at all. And maybe it hangs like a dark cloud over Ashburn and Landover all year. Or maybe it's on a very rich, nice, appropriate deal that both sides settle on. We don't know. But I took it as a positive that Terry McLaurin was out for practice today on the sideline from the start. And obviously, him speaking to Adam Peters, now we don't know exactly what it was about, but I took that as a positive. That's a step in the right direction. Again, when he reported and he went on PUP, that was a step in the right direction, and then things got nasty sort of again from there because 4 days later, he requested a trade. We should be careful to think that because he was on the sideline today from the start and because he talked to Adam Peters on the sideline, we should be careful not to interpret that as, oh, they're close. This is done. This is all but over. Just like a lot of you did when he reported to camp 4 days late. We didn't. A lot of you did. So the answer is we don't know where we're at. We've heard how far apart they are and how little progress they've made. Certainly, you're encouraged by this. It's better than Micah Parsons trying to again file for divorce court with Judge Wapner from the Dallas Cowboys. But we don't know if a deal is any closer. How did you interpret the picture, the video that you may have seen of Terry McLaurin and Adam Peters? Did it matter to you that Terry McLaurin was out for practice today? And I believe he was wearing, I got to look at the picture that I took, but I'm pretty sure he was wearing a burgundy jacket. I did not see
his commander's pullover
jacket. Yeah, I was going to say, that's what I thought it was, but I wasn't. Yeah, it's commander's hoodie. Right, exactly. With an NFL logo. I didn't see the front of it, but it's got an NFL logo. So I presume it had something commanders on it. But I did not see the front. How did you feel seeing that? Does it make you think this is done and a deal is days away, if not sooner? Or is this just not a continuing saga and just part of the script? And part of the show. 301-230-0980. Terry McLaurin out at practice. Seen talking to Adam Peters. Again, chatted up with Sam Cosmi and then Brandon Coleman. Right in front of me. Then Adam Peters. I don't know who else he spoke to because I had to, you know, watch practice. I wasn't on Terry McLaurin alert except when it was right in front of me. But the bottom line is, he did talk to Adam Peters, and people caught it on camera. And that has to be interpreted at least as a positive sign. But is it progress? It's a positive sign, but is it progress? 301-230-0980. We're broadcasting live on the Team 980 on your radio all throughout the DMV and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
I'm still barely standing, but still standing. The great Elton John on a Tuesday afternoon. Strobe spinning the tunes and more. Answering the calls, punching up the calls, deactivating the calls because, well, our technology here is a little substandard. It's like the Commander's performance on Friday night. Not good enough. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. So Terry McLaurin out at practice. Again, he had been coming out after practice when the fans were around, sometimes not coming out at all. We wondered whether that was a team thing or not, whether that was a Terry thing, who knows. But today, he was out at the beginning of the Burgundy and Gold scrimmage. And again, the big picture from the offense today was they stunk in every way. Just about in every way. Not good enough, not good at all. The quarterbacks were lousy. The wide receivers were not very good. Jalen Lane didn't come up with one on a deep shot that would have been the play of the game, or the play of the day, I should say. Just very, very, very little flow and rhythm. I thought Jaden Daniels was poor, behind, low, off target, and he was probably the better one out of the three. No Mariota again. No Bill. But, man, were they not good. Now, whether that was the defense, some of it was. Whether that was the offense, certainly some of it was. It was not good. That's all there is to it. I don't care who was calling the plays, who was on whose team. Jaden Daniels, it's not like they didn't surround him with talent. He had Luke McCaffrey. He had Deebo Samuel. He had Brian Robinson. I mean, he had Laremy Tunsil. He had Josh Connerly. I mean, I've got the roster in front of me. I know what I saw. On defense. On offense, rather. It was McCaffrey, Gallup, K.J. Osborne, McNichols, Austin Eckler, Chris Moore, Brian Robinson Jr., Tyler Biadasz, Allegretti, Andrew Wiley, Josh Connerly, Trent Scott, Laremy Tunsil, Ben Sinnott, Jalen Lane, Zach Ertz, John Bates. You know, it's not like he didn't have people on his side. He just had a bad day. Now, the only good thing that I would say is I didn't see any turnovers. But it was just a lot of bad throws and a lot of pressure. And it was just out of sync and out of rhythm from the start and all day. There were like four or five false starts on both offensive units. Just not good at all. If today was designed to be like, hey man, we played like horse's ass on Friday night. Let's play better. Let's play crisp. Let's play clean. That was not the results. But hey, Terry was out there, and Terry was chirping to Adam Peters. I wonder if Adam Peters said, hey, Ter, We need you, man. This receiver group sucks. This offense blows. You know? I wonder. Or was Terry saying that? Hey, AP, you could really use a guy like me. A guy like that 17. Boy, would he crank it up. It would make things different. Again, do you take it as a positive that Terry McLaurin was out there talking to Adam Peters, talking to teammates, out there for the whole practice instead of at the end of it? Now, again, there was just friends and family there, so there was no fans. But maybe they told him to come out for the beginning. Maybe they said, you know what, if this is going to be a true sit-in, you need to be out here for this. Because we're actually calling plays and running sequences and you'll see the new wrinkles. And remember, some of the offense has changed a little bit. Obviously, adding Debo and Jalen Lane is a difference. All right, let's go. Let's grab one call here before the bottom of the hour. Who'd you say we had? Little? Lap on line one is with us here before 1:30 on the Team 980. What's up, Lap?
Hey, what's up, Rooster? How's it going, bro?
What's going on, Lap?
Hey, man. I guess that's a good sign, you know what I'm saying, for Terry, you know, talking to Adam Peters. I guess so. Now, if he missed practice today, does he get fined today, Rooster?
If he missed, no, because he's on the physically unable to perform list. He's not able to practice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so he
but
was good.
Again, he hasn't been out for practice, like, with the team any of these days, at least that I've been there, and I certainly didn't hear anything the 2 days I was gone.
Now, is Dan Quinn required to give us injury updates? Have they said anything about Noah Brown and why he's not practicing?
No, they're just
dealing with the injury.
Yeah, just day to day. They are very, 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 very coy about injuries. As a matter of fact, they don't, you know, like on a day like today, which was a closed practice, Luke McCaffrey took a hard, hard pop from Mikey Sanristil.
Yeah.
And they were, without giving away too much, they were very protective of that information. Some of it is just not wanting significant others or family members seeing that and not having any idea. Some of it is also injury protection, but the bottom line is they are very coy. They, of course, do not have to issue an injury report until Wednesday of Giants week, so they ain't giving you as little as they can. But this is part of the problem with Terry and the wide receivers. It's not only Terry. It's Noah Brown, who you cannot count on. I like Noah Brown as a player.
Yeah.
I think he's tough.
I think he's
reliable. I think he's on this team, he's a number three. If Terry and Debo are healthy or there, on last year's team, he was a two. I don't think a two is a good spot for him because he's too injury prone to count on. But Noah Brown being out constantly hurts this team much more than people realize, especially combined with no Terry, especially when you look at no Olamide Zaccheaus, no De'Ami Brown, no Jamison Crowder from last year. So that all factors in.
Yeah, I'm definitely a little concerned with that, and I'm a big fan of Noah Brown, Rooster, but if he could give us anywhere remotely what he gave us last year before he got hurt, man, that would be a plus for us. So hopefully he can get out there. Yeah. But I need some of these receivers to definitely step up. Hey, Rooster, any of those guys that – we signed, that we worked out. Are those guys, you think they're going to play any significance on the team? You know?
Well, I think Duke Riley will because they don't have linebackers behind Luvu. Von Miller's technically listed as a linebacker, but he's not really. And Wagner. Right. So I think while Kane Medrano learns, and being that they cut Dominique Campton, I think Duke Riley will once he gets caught up to speed. But that's probably about it. I saw one the corner The young corner that they signed made a nice over-the-shoulder catch during individuals today as they were working on some drills. But that's about it. But it's only one practice, and I'm trying to watch everybody. I appreciate you, Lap. I got to let you run. We're up against it. Thank you. Good to hear from you. Let's do a trending alert. Then more of your calls coming up, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Hey, it could be worse. Instead of Terry versus the Commanders, it could be Micah versus Jerry versus the Cowboys versus the Star versus a Netflix documentary versus Judge Wapner in divorce court. Could be worse. Could be worse. We'll have some stuff from a Bill Barnwell article that I'm just seeing now on ESPN about how Jerry Jones.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Bungled the contract negotiations. But first, we do a trending alert. All right, 22 in front of 2 o'clock, and hour number 2 right here on the Team 980 on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. If you ever miss any part of the show, you're in luck. You can check out the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. And, of course, we highly encourage you to download the Odyssey app if you haven't already done so. It's free and easy to use, and you can listen to 980. You can listen to, of course, 106.7. You listen to all the interviews. Everything's cut up for you. Everything's labeled. Easy to get to. You don't have to download anything outside of the app. And just listen, kind of peruse, whatever you want to do. Listen, we all know we should be I haven't had a chance to really look at Twitter a whole lot because I was at practice and then driving from Ashburn to D.C. And doing some stuff before the show. So I haven't spent a lot of time perusing Twitter. But I would imagine that everybody is now like, woo, Terry was out of practice. Terry was talking to Adam Peters. They must be close. Let's not be that foolish. I'm not saying that I know that there hasn't been progress made. I don't know that. All I know is what has been reported, and that is that progress, as far as what everybody knows, has been few and far between. But that doesn't mean those reports are accurate, meaning they could have been from 3 days ago, right? Like I told you all along, I heard before camp that the Commanders were only averaging about $25 million on average. Well, I'm just going to be honest, that path has gone cold. That path of information has gone cold. So Jeremy Fowler or whoever could be sitting here and giving you what they last heard 3, 4, 5 days ago. It doesn't mean that progress hasn't been made over the last couple of days. But just because he's out at practice does not mean that progress has been made. It could be, hey, you know what? The team encouraged him, said, look, if you're going to sit in, we've kind of dealt with the show so far. This is a little bit more of an important practice. This is a inter-squad scrimmage. We know you can't practice, or so we say, or so we think, but we need you to be out here. We need you to be with your guys. We need you to be out of the building. Or Terry could have done that. Or maybe there has been progress made. Or maybe none at all. We just don't know.
I feel like the fans not being there for the first time is a big thing to do with it. Because, you know, he came out for his whole bit. When practice was over, he'd sign autographs and do that whole thing, have people chanting for him. But it'd be a lot more of a distraction, I think, for the team if he was out there while practice was going on when the fans are in attendance, because, you know, people would be chatting, screaming his name, saying, pay Terry. And I think there's still an understanding within everyone in the organization, the people in the building, that they're not trying to get this contract negotiation in the way of what the team is trying to do. So you'd have to imagine there was some sort of agreement, or McLaurin just kind of knew within himself it's not a good idea to go out there and stand around when the fans are there. So maybe, I guess we'll see as the practices continue to ramp up without fans there if he continues to do the same thing.
Yes, absolutely. But there was even a period after the first couple of times where he was coming out with the fans at the end of practice where fans were there and he wasn't coming out right away or 15, 20 minutes later. You know, so there could be, again, a lot of different factors at play. To your point, just friends and family were there today. No fans. Okay. But I also think this was a different practice. Like they've had a couple of fully padded practices. Shoulder pads. This was a different type of practice today. And now we're sitting here on August 12th, having played one preseason game. It went terrible. Lots of drops, non-catches. And, oh, by the way, if Sam Cosmi's going to be out here, if Brandon Coleman's going to be out here, we want all of you guys out here. So maybe that was as simple as that. People are going to interpret it because he was talking to Adam Peters specifically as something big is happening. I think we should just be patient. I think we should realize, again, reportedly, how far apart these sides are and how hard that bridge is to cross and for both sides to swallow some pride and to meet somewhere in the middle. I was talking to somebody last night in the industry. I'll just label it as that. And it was just, they could not fathom why, based on what reportedly the Commanders are at and reportedly what Terry wants, and what Buddy Baker, his agent, want, that they couldn't find a way to meet in the middle. And I said to him, I said, well, maybe they will do that, but maybe it'll come on August 27th. You know, I think August 27th is the date that they have to make the cutdowns. I believe that's the date. I got to double check that. It might be the 26th. I can't remember. There's just too many things to remember. But the point being is they're going to have to make a decision pretty soon. Like, Terry's either going to have to go on PUP, right, season PUP, so that he doesn't get fined, so that supposedly this ankle injury is the continuation of what many people think is a sham or charade. I don't know. Or they're going to have to figure out something. But they have about 2 weeks before push comes to shove. All right, let's get out to Mark and Largo on the Team 980. What's up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, what's up, Chris? How you doing, man?
How are you, Mark?
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If you had to choose between Jahan Dotson and Luke McCaffrey, who I happen to love Luke McCaffrey, who would you get?
Are we talking Luke McCaffrey last year or now?
Luke McCaffrey and Jahan Dotson, Chris. Just answer the question. Period.
Sorry, Mark. I didn't realize it was the Mark and Largo show. I mean, listen, I would still...
Okay, you would take Luke. Okay.
I would probably because take Luke. I mean, Jahan, okay. But now that being said, listen, Jahan...
No,
if you're going to ask me the question... If you're going to ask me the question... I mean, Jahan Dotson's right. Obviously been more productive, but I think we have to remember with Luke McCaffrey, A, he's only in year two, and B, he hadn't been a wide receiver until 2 years ago.
Here's the problem, Chris, okay? Team has Super Bowl aspirations, all right? What position is everybody complaining about right now?
Oh, wide receiver, sure.
Don't have your star receiver out there. Noah Brown is constantly hurt. And Luke McCaffrey, we all love Luke. But this might not be the right team for Luke to be at. And I think we just need to get this out of here. This team, it's a lot of pressure. And to be fair, I think... The Commanders are kind of – look, Dominic Hampton looked bad on Friday night. I agree with that. But Ben Sennett and Luke McCaffrey really haven't done that much this offseason. And we'll see. We'll see. But it's a lot of pressure on them. And when I look at the toys that Jaden Daniels needs to have, and this is – even if you throw Terry in there, it's not that hard to defend this team. I mean, I love Debo, unless Jalen Lane blows it off the top. Maybe. But we don't know if all these people are going to be healthy. And then we're complaining about Luke, and we're complaining about Noah. Noah, I think, should go because you need to keep Jacory Brooks. That, I mean, look, he will never have to pay for anything in this town because of Hail Mary. We get that. But at the same time, this team has Super Bowl aspirations. You can't be, and this is why a lot of people are upset, you can't be stringent on what you need to do with Terry when the future of your receiving core really is Jalen Lane. And I love Luke McCaffrey, but at some point, we got to say, clearly draft him at three in the third round last year was a huge mistake because you probably could have got him in the fifth round. And we have to call it out. Look, I love Adam, but everyone is upset at the receiving core. And then Ben Sennett, I hope he could be that dude. I hope. But this team has Super Bowl aspirations, man. And the one thing about this town, if you're not producing when they expect you to produce, when you have Super Bowl aspirations, it's going to be tough.
I just think.
Go ahead.
Well, let me jump in because I'm up against it. So I got to let you go. But I appreciate the phone call. Here's the one thing. I mean, it's an astute point. But remember, they drafted Luke McCaffrey before they even played a game last year. I mean, So we can't say, well, you should have drafted Luke McCaffrey in the fifth round because you're a Super Bowl contender. Well, he hadn't even played a game last year. Now, you can make an argument that they could have, should have, what have you, drafted Luke McCaffrey later because he was a developmental wide receiver. Yes. But look, they were looking at a 6'2"-ish inside guy that would provide them a size advantage. And so far, they've guessed wrong. So far, he's behind. That doesn't mean he can't help them, as he did on that fourth down in Cincinnati in week three, as he did a couple of other times. But so far, the progress has been, I'm sure, slower than they would like. But again, nobody was forecasting Terry holding out. Holding in, holding out, whatever. Again, when they drafted Luke McCaffrey and when they started camp last year, Noah Brown wasn't even on the roster. And Jahan Dotson was. I still don't have a problem with them trading Jahan Dotson. They didn't like his competitiveness. They didn't like his blocking. And we all saw it. He didn't have enough dog in him. They want players that love football. They didn't think Jahan Dotson loved football and could adjust. If we want true general managers and personnel evaluators, sometimes mistakes are going to be made. And yeah, Jahan Dotson had some moments with the Eagles. A few. Not a lot, but a few. But they were willing to exchange that to allow other guys to develop. And now you have Jalen Lane. And we will see. He didn't make a catch today. Could have. He beat the coverage. Could have. We will see. 301-230-0980 on the Team 980. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us. All right, approaching 2 o'clock. Let's get one more in here, and then we'll come back and tell you how, in Bill Barnwell's words, how the Cowboys have wasted $100 million. We'll explain. And on the heels of, obviously, everything going on with Terry and what it means or what it doesn't mean, you know, of course, again, we can tie everything back together. But let's first go to Lou in D.C. What up, Lou? How are you?
Christopher.
What's shaking, Lou? Man. How are you?
A whole lot of bacon. I don't know if that rhymes, but...
Well, I mean, I always ask what's shaking bacon, so it does for me, but...
Okay. To me, it would be nice if this conversation continue and hopefully they could come to a term and, you know, get back to training and be ready to go in week one. I mean, that's the whole goal, but... I mean, this is sort of talking on the sidewalk. I mean, it's a sidewalk on the side of the practice. I mean, I don't know if it means a whole lot, but I hope it leads to that. And I wanted, you know, as much as I love Terry, I want him to be a part of the team. But, you know, when it comes to money, man, especially, you know, nowadays, you know, it's pay me or whatever, you know. I mean, they got the right to do that. And I don't blame him, but at the same time, I mean, you're getting enough money and you're getting, you know, you're under contract for this season. So, and I'm pretty sure he don't want to get fined $100,000. And Terry's not one of those players that would like to, you know, try to hold out and try to get a contract. And I hope he's going to come and play with the, you know, with the last year of his contract. And hopefully they could present him with a new contract. That's what I hope so. But, you know, at the end of the day, we don't know what they got going on. I know, you know, people speculate about $6 million, $7 million gap, but it is what it is. And you know, I just want him to be a part of the team. You know, I love Terry. I'm a co-signer for him. But when it comes to money, man, I mean, if we're trying to build something better next season, the year after, and then if you're gonna hold us tight, then I don't know, man. I just don't know, man. But other than that, man, that's all I want to say. Christopher Columbus, and you have a blessed day.
All right, thank you, Lou. Appreciate it. Lou Albano. Sweet Lou Albano. Something like that. All right. 157, Team 980, end of hour number one. Again, when we return. So I just put this up on Twitter. It's obviously something that I mentioned throughout the show. Again, he was with Sam Cosmi and then Brandon Coleman. It was a different practice today. It was full shoulder pads. There was popping. There was hitting going on. They split up the team. It's probably just, hey, man, we want you out there. Cosmi was out there. I hadn't seen him since day one of camp. Maybe I've missed him. But I hadn't seen him in a while. He was out there. Brandon Coleman, again, joined them. Like, it was probably just, hey, we want you guys out there. You're a part of the team. We want you guys out there. Right? This is a little bit different. Be out there to cheer on your guys. Now, what makes this notable is, again, a conversation that everybody saw. Well, I didn't see it live because I was watching practice, but apparently everybody else saw with Adam Peters. But again, that could be, hey, AP, the spaghetti in the cafeteria was great today, man. I mean, it could be that. We don't know. What does it all mean? We'll continue to discuss next on the Team 980 on your radio, all throughout the DMV, and streaming live on the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and TuneIn. Come and join us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.